Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat. Hello, Ed Bell with you. In our final segment today, contributor Chris DeAngelis takes a look at a treasured Miami watering hole.
In a city where 3 years can be considered a good full lifetime for a nightclub, Miami's Tobacco Road has outlasted them all. Now, as Tobacco Road celebrates its 100th anniversary, it's still going strong as the longest-running bar in this corner of Florida. While hotspots may come and go in Midtown, South Beach, and elsewhere, the road prevails. Part of its appeal lies in the fact that it is the very antithesis of the image Miami has tried to cultivate over the past 30 years. It's not suave, brightly lit, cheerfully tropical, or even the least bit trend savvy. It is, and probably always will be, a bar, plain and simple. Well, maybe not so simple. The dark interior of this two-floor structure holds decade upon decade of secrets, many of which will never see the light of day. Holding the oldest liquor license in Miami, Tobacco Road has been serving up the sauce since 1912. The building began its life sometime in the early 1900s, in what was then the newly established Warehouse District on Avenue D, the street that was later to be renamed Miami Avenue. There's a lot of contradictory information on the origins of the bar named Tobacco Road, but Dade County tax records indicate there was a bar operating under that name in 1912. By the time Prohibition blew into town in the early 1920s, it was being used as a bakery. It really started making dough when the second floor of the building was converted into a speakeasy. The city was somewhat of a wide-open town back then, and a major entry point for illegal alcohol from the Caribbean and beyond to make its way into the United States. The Miami River is just a stone's throw away from Tobacco Road, so its location as a likely spot to serve up contraband hooch was a natural fit. The cat-and-mouse game between the gangsters and G-men from yesteryear was illuminated when in 1982, as one of the current owners, Patrick Gleiber, took over the business, he was surprised to discover a secret room hidden behind a bookshelf in the closet upstairs. Presumably, this was the spot where bootleg liquor was stashed whenever the cops raided the joint. As you may well know, any under-the-table business that's making money hand over fist tends to inspire even more schemes. So the lucrative 1920s speakeasy evolved into a gambling parlor, complete with a roulette wheel, blackjack tables, and a slate scoreboard for enterprising bookies. And according to longtime musical associate of Tobacco Road, Graham Drought, there was a peephole at the front door, just like you see in those old black-and-white gangster movies. Speaking of gangsters, Al Capone and his boys were hanging out at Tobacco Road on a regular basis around this time, so it's a good bet that Al picked up a large chunk of the proceeds brought in by all the illicit activities occurring there. In 1933, when Prohibition was repealed and alcohol was once again considered an upright business, the bar continued onward, once again this time in a legal fashion, reassuming the name Tobacco Road. Incidentally, that name Tobacco Road was in 1933 a hit play on Broadway based upon a book written the year before by Erskine Caldwell. Tobacco Road is a lurid tale of horny white trash sharecroppers. And whatever inspired the owners to rename their bar after a story associated with sex, drunkenness, and depravity, considering the already sketchy history of the place, it was probably an accurate choice. It remained as Tobacco Road until sometime around the 1940s, when it changed hands, and in keeping with the theatrical origins of its original moniker, the new owners named it the Chanticleer. Edmond Rostand's play Chanticleer revolves around the life of a conceited strutting rooster who thinks the sun rises every morning because of his crowing. When GIs and sailors streamed into the Miami area for training during World War II, that bar by the river, the Chanticleer, was off limits to servicemen. It had become one of the premier gay bars in the Southeast and soon had all of its licenses revoked on charges that it was a place of lewd, wanton, and lascivious behavior. Considering the moral climate of that time, it was probably more dangerous to run a bar whose clientele were homosexuals and transvestites than one frequented by gamblers, bootleggers, and organized crime figures like Al Capone. By the 1950s, it was once again back to its original name, Tobacco Road. The Riverside area began a slow decline into seediness, and the bar slid along with it. Since then, the road has led many different lives, as a jazz club, a strip joint, a place to make drug deals or hire a hitman, and a regular stop in the rounds of Miami's Vice Squad, until 1982, when some young FIU Business School graduates walked in with a dream. One of them was Tobacco Road's CEO, Patrick Gleiber.
Heaven I know is living outside law.
The city of Miami was quite a different place when you and your partners took over the business back in 82. Who was coming into the bar back then, and what was the neighborhood like?
Well, it's safe to say there was not a lot of people coming into the bar. Some river people were coming in, people working the boats, the freighters, some people, a lot of Miami Herald people, the off-duty policemen, some attorneys. Again, it was not a lot of clientele. You know, mainly kind of river rats, to tell you the truth.
When did the business begin to pick up for you?
Well, we changed a few things. We remodeled the road a little bit. It took about 3 years for Kevin Rusk, who was my partner at the time, and I to get it going. It was a very slow growth. When we took the bar over, it was doing maybe $65,000 a year in business. I mean, it was absolutely dead. So it couldn't go further south. There was only one direction for it to go.
The first band to play the road on a regular basis was the Fat Chance Blues Band. More than any other local act, they helped establish Tobacco Road as a legitimate club where you could hear good quality music anytime you stopped by. They became a sort of blues band in residence at the bar for the next 14 years and have, in one form or another, held down the stage at Tobacco Road since 1982. You may know this band today as Iko Iko. We spoke with Iko Iko's leader, singer-songwriter and artist Graham Drought. What was it like in the beginning for the band and for the bar?
Well, in the very beginning, Patrick and Kevin were looking for a band that actually had a following. And we had a following. People would show up where we played. And when we did the opening party at Tobacco Road on August 13th, 1982, the place was mobbed. And it sort of continued for a while on. They actually let us go for one weekend and then called us up. We came back in the very beginning. And then we kind of got in there and just held our ground for all those years. And, you know, Tobacco Road, what made it so unique and so special, I think, was the fact that they did have us in there every Friday and Saturday night, and they'd bring in these terrific other bands. And the other bands had to prove how good they were every night because we were proving how good we were downstairs. So the competition level was through the roof, but we made it where they really had to step up, and we stepped up every time, too.
Coming in on the coattails of the Fat Chance Blues Band was promoter Mark Weiser. Mark has booked the music at Tobacco Road for the past three decades. In addition to bringing all the great names of blues music into the road, he has been instrumental in expanding the musical palette of the nightclub to include virtually every style of live music imaginable. He continues to be the prime catalyst in bringing regional and national acts into the venue.
We came into Tobacco Road. I was managing with now Iko Iko, the Fat Chance Blues Band. And we had some opportunities to bring in some of these great bands that have been touring around. And the owners of the club have always been kind of visionary. And they said, go for it. We went for it. The rest was history. It was very successful, many, many years of bringing in the biggest names of blues in the whole world. Blues legends like Coco Taylor, Albert King, Roy Buchanan, John Lee Hooker, and Albert Collins. But then, you know, we stretched out into other things like Sun Ra and Armeto Pascual from Brazil, David Bromberg, Susana Baca from Peru, and then some of the other acts like Dr. John, Little T, Fabulous T-Birds. I mean, it just goes on and on. It's great, you know, just a lot of legends, a lot of things that we were able to present to folks that are no longer with us now, and then the great opportunities that we had to present the kind of music that kind of disappearing.
Nowadays, singer, rapper, and DJ Oski is in charge of the largely thankless job of hiring the local music acts who populate the majority of the club's entertainment calendar. We asked Oski what keeps local performers coming back to the road throughout the years.
Well, first of all, it's the history. There's not many institutions in South Florida that have been around as long as Tobacco Road has. They won't have the history that Tobacco Road has, and they don't have the spirit, the vibe, the energy, the synergy of Tobacco Road. There's no place like it in Miami, and I think there's no place like it in the world. It's very unique. It's a very unique place. Tobacco Road has a spirit that makes you fall in love with it. It's been everywhere, and I've yet found a place like it. It's just the spirit of 100 years that makes it so special. Most of all, I'm very honored just to be a part of this. I used to dream about playing at Tobacco Road when I was younger. Ever since then, I mean, it may sound childish to some people, or some people think that I'm joking around when I say it, but you know, one of my dreams came true to play Tobacco Road. At the time, I was playing everywhere else, and it took for me to get a manager, Mr. John Tovar, for me to get a gig at Tobacco Road. So one of the things that I've tried to do being at Tobacco Road and being part of the A-team is that, you know, I try to give up-and-coming bands more of an opportunity and not make it that difficult to be involved in a festival and to get into an event. You know, as long as the band sounds good and they have a website and they have basic information that I can use to promote the band, we'll give the band a chance.
The citizens of Miami and visitors from afar together have celebrated the good times and the bad times at this one-of-a-kind landmark for a century now. Any establishment with staying power like Tobacco Road has to be the kind of a place where people are welcomed and made to feel at home. Bartender Jack Paconis has been mixing drinks there longer than anyone else. And if you've hung out at the patio bar in the back of Tobacco Road any time in the past few decades, then you probably know Jack. Jack, it's the customers who make or break a business like Tobacco Road. There must be something special that attracts people to the place.
I think because it's just a regular bar, you know, a lot of people, they like to come for the music, the food, and the reasonably priced drinks. And I'll have to tell you, the greatest musical act I've ever witnessed was Coco Taylor. I happened to be working her show in the upstairs bar, and all the power went out. And she had everybody bring the candles off the tables, and I had a flashlight on the register. Morning turn on stage, get rid of the tables and chairs, everyone sit around. And it became an electrifying night of music. It was the most amazing night. And when she came back, I think for the Katrina fundraiser, she had me go and tell that story to her new band. As I was telling this story, she got goose flesh, I had goose flesh, because we just remembered it, and she said that for her whole career was the most awesome night of music because it was intimate.
Tobacco Road, 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 Tobacco Road, yeah.
Tobacco Road has brought the widest variety of music to more people for longer than any other music club in South Florida. For the past 100 years, it has lived through cycles of economic boom and bust, hurricanes, floods, termites, and neglect. It has survived the best efforts of city government to close its doors, doors through which have passed characters both famous and infamous. Who can say how many promises have been made or how many lies have been told inside its walls? Tobacco Road is older than you and I, and if that's not a good reason to raise a glass and toast, I don't know of a better one. This is Chris DeAngelis for South Florida Arts Beat.
Tobacco Road's 100th anniversary party takes place Saturday night, November 17th. Located at 626 South Miami Avenue, you can call 305-374-1198 or go to their website at tobacco-road.com for more information.